As we celebrated the exaltation of the Holy Cross yesterday, the triumph of Jesus' passion and death, it seems fitting that today, in the shadow of that great feast, we celebrate Our Lady of Sorrows. Historically, when this feast was first celebrated, it was known Our Lady of Compassion. Compassion, that compound word from Latin, which means to suffer with. And Our Lady, as the first and the greatest disciple who teaches us what it means to be a disciple, we see in this great feast today the necessary role we have in suffering. I mean, whose life is void of suffering? No one, I would say. And so first we learn how to suffer ourselves. And what Our Lady shows us is that we stand close to the cross. By being near Jesus, we learn how to suffer. He teaches us. And then in turn, we can teach others. That like our Blessed Mother who suffered with her Son, she suffers with us, but we also can suffer with one another. The great gift that we can give to each other of sharing someone's sorrows, someone's pains, offering the consolation of peace and friendship. There's no doubt there's lots of suffering in the world today, on the grandest scale and on the smallest scales, as some of us don't even know the person next to us is carrying. And so perhaps on this day we can ask our Blessed Mother to give us those eyes of faith to see who is it in our lives that need us, to stand by them. Our Lady was standing by the cross at that lowest moment of her Son's life. She stands by us so that we can stand by others. St. John, the beloved disciple, who was there as well. What a beautiful ending to that gospel. He took her into his home. As we learn to suffer well with Jesus and with each other, may we remain close to our Blessed Mother. Like St. John, may we too bring her into our home.